you need motivation and inspiration to get you off the couch and boss up? We've got you covered. Welcome to the Build or Destroy podcast. Self-improvement, education, business, relationships, financial literacy, investing, and doing for self. Let's do this. Here's your host, Anthony Barber Jr., a.k.a. The Builder.
Yo, what up, good people? It's your boy back with another episode of the Builder Destroy podcast. And on this episode, we're going to get into something pretty interesting going into the year, to the new year. And that's Amazon's stealthy majority takeover ambitions and the used car crunch that is pending. Also, I'm touching on the bearish case for CarMax and Carvana. I'm wondering if they're doomed or not, but we're going to get into it. All right. Now, a lot of people slept on this. This happened in the fourth quarter of 2024, and a lot of people slept on this, man. This went over a lot of people's heads because it's been a lot of stuff. You know, the media bombards everybody with a lot of crazy stuff, man. So a lot of people overlook things, especially when stuff is like right in their face. They'll overlook it, you know, because it happens so quick. You know, information is so bam, 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 you know. But I want to touch on this, man. Like Amazon in 2024, so this year, is kicking off the sale. They're going to be selling Hyundais. You know, Hyundai basically and Amazon partnered up, and Hyundai is going to be selling vehicles on Amazon in 2024. Like whole cars, like real vehicles, like the vehicle. You know, the manufacturer, Hyundai and Amazon, they basically announced a partnership deal that will allow them, you know, Honda to sell their vehicles on Amazon. And basically, after you purchase it, you can purchase it like you would a roll of toilet paper. You know, you purchase the vehicle on Amazon, and you schedule a delivery or pickup, and that's handled by the local dealership in your area. But the crazy part is, like, yeah, like I said, it starts in 2024, but the entire lineup is going to start with the 2024 model year. So this year, like, so basically you'll be able to buy 2024 model cars, Hyundais. And the entire lineup will be on Amazon. The whole fleet, you'll be able to pick from the whole fleet, and it'll be available through the whole site with options, and you'll be able to narrow down searches by model, trim, color, features, and location. So let's say you live in the Midwest, and anybody that knows in the Midwest, like when in Minnesota, Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, like these particular states, you know, there's more, but I'm just throwing these out. They have crazy weather, and they put salt, you know, they tend to put salt on the street to melt snow in the wintertime. So a lot of the cars get eaten up on the undercarriage with salt. So you might not want to get your car from that area. You might want to, you know, search kind of further away. And you know, even if you want to pay for pickup, you know, you might not mind driving a couple states away to get the car if the deal is right, or you might not be opposed to paying for shipping if it's not going to cost you too much to have it shipped directly to your door. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the options, and it's crazy. It says, an article that was put out by Car and Driver in the fourth quarter in November, late November, says, "Happy Honda Days and Toyota-thon are always good for capturing the attention of the year-end bargain hunters. But this year's car talk at Thanksgiving table is likely to be more focused on Hyundai and Amazon's new partnership." Like, a lot of people in my family didn't know about it. A lot of my friends didn't know about it when I brought this up to them recently. They didn't even know. they didn't even know that this deal had happened already. Like this was like a thing. You know, it says Amazon is hardly a first online retailer to sell cars. Duh, and that's, I'm gonna touch on that in a minute. But Amazon is the largest online retailer in the world. So suffice to say, why wouldn't it sell cars? And I touched on this a while back in a couple of my episodes about how everything was going digital. Everything is going online. Like you're gonna the internet is basically the mall. Amazon is the new mall. It's like a mega mall. It's a super mall. You'll be able to buy everything on there. Food, clothing, office supplies, even vehicles. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna be able to buy everything on Amazon. Amazon is the one-stop shop. But they're the largest online retailer in the world, you know, so it's a big deal for them to have cars on there now. Like I said, customers will have the option to narrow down their searches by the available vehicles in their area by looking for specific preferences, including the model, the trim, the color, features, etc., right? They can choose their preferred car and check out online with their chosen payment and financing options. Like, bro, Amazon's a dealership now. Like, vis-a-vis, they're selling nothing but Hyundais for now. And I think the reason why they're doing only Hyundais is because that's to keep Congress off their ass. That's to keep the politicians from certain groups and certain interests from raising a red flag and saying, whoa, 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 Playboy, this is a monopoly. You're going to corner the market if you do this. Because think about it. If Amazon's the number one retailer in the world, that means they have the number one customer base in the world, which means they have the largest amount of eyes, the largest amount of website hits, the largest amount of searches, like the largest customer base. So it's like, if I create a situation where, like, not only am I selling the things that you want and need on like a basic level, now I'm starting to sell everything that you want and need on a frivolous personal level too, like a car, like a truck, like a van. Like imagine being able to buy whatever car you wanted on Amazon, you would never go to the dealership. And of course, dealerships that have been in business for years, you're cutting into their profit margins by circumventing the salesmen. The salesmen are going to be up in arms. So what I think this is a beta test. This is a pilot, and Amazon is going to slow roll this thing, right? They're going to make it really successful with Hyundai, and then all the other manufacturers are going to see how successful Hyundai is as a result of partnering with Amazon, and then subsequently, all the other manufacturers are going to come on board gradually as a partner, not necessarily as like Amazon's. They're going to do it in such a way that they're going to slow roll it, so Amazon doesn't look like the bad guy, and Amazon doesn't take an L and ends up looking like a bully. They don't want Amazon looking like a bully, like they're trying to bully the market, like they're trying to have majority share in the market, even though that's what it's going to ultimately lead to. But I think this right here is a pilot slash beta test, right? Because even in Car and Driver, after it breaks down like the different things that the customers can do as far as like payment options, financing options, you can do all of that. You're going to be able to do all that through Amazon, all directly. But it also says once the sale has been completed, pickup and delivery will be handled through each customer's local Hyundai dealership. So the dealership still gets a little bit of a, like I said, but it's not like you're going shopping. You don't have to shop at the dealership and deal with a salesman. You do all your buying yourself. You do all your preferences yourself. You do all your financing yourself through the platform. And then you just go and pick it up. You just figure out how you're going to get it. And it also says other brands are expected to follow later, right? Because they have to slow roll it. Otherwise, politically, it'll be a nightmare. So they're going to slow roll it. So they're going to come on board later and join. And it's going to be crippling to a lot of dealerships, a lot of mom and pop dealerships, a lot of, you know, local dealerships and stuff are going to really take a hit once all of the different brands are onboarded online. Then that's going to be the end of an era. Which you're witnessing right now just with this deal alone is a initial what's the word I'm looking for? It's like an initial sounding bell, like an initial bell letting you know, like a signal floor. It's like letting you know, like, hey, this is coming. Just be ready. Don't be shocked when it happens. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of media outlets covered this around the same time, around Thanksgiving time last year, 2023. Rutgers put out another article talking about it. Talking about how customers would be able to shop for equipment and, you know, equip and buy a car on Amazon, you know, via Hyundai. And they keep stressing, like, oh, it's just Hyundai. But they've also alluded to, hey, other brands might jump on board, but it's all predicated upon how successful they see Hyundai. That's the guise that they're putting this under, right? They're making sure they try to paint that picture like, hey, this is only Hyundai. We're not, no other car manufacturers or companies are on board with this. This is only Hyundai. This is only Hyundai. And it's like, that's just a smokescreen, man. That's just a smokescreen. So look for Hyundai to have a pretty big bump in profit margins, I would say. And for anybody that's interested, or that doesn't know, like, Hyundai Motor Company, you know, it is traded on the OTC, you know, under ticker symbol HYMTF, you know, Hyundai Motor Company GDR. Like, it's a publicly traded company, so don't get it twisted. You know, I expect them to have a pretty significant boost as a result of this. It might be some initial backlash. People might sell off because they might not like the deal, you know, or like I said, or the sell-off might already be priced in. So when it does happen, it's like, okay, let's reset the price and then run it back up. Let's liquidate what we have right now at this particular time, and then let the price drop, and then we'll buy back in, reload, and then we'll run it even higher. That's what I think is going to happen. But why am I bringing all this up, right? Why am I talking about this in particular? Well, This is going to be like a big blow, in my opinion, to like platforms like Carvana and what's the other one? Carvana and CarMax. Yeah, that's the one. CarMax. Carvana and CarMax. It's like Carmageddon. You know what I'm saying? Like CarMax and Carvana, while they might have, you know, differentiating business models, you know, they're slightly different from each other, it still is directly tied to, you know, Amazon and what Amazon is doing. You know what I'm saying? Like CarMax, their traditional dealership model, they operate physical stores with large, you know, inventories, right? You know, they have their revenue pretty much consists of, they earn money from car sales, financing, extended warranties, service contracts, right? They focus on customer service and haggle-free experience. Doesn't that kind of sound like what Amazon already has? They're, you know, CarMax, their particular strengths, they have large inventory. They have physical locations for inspection and test drives, and they're an established brand, right? Some of the cons, they have high overhead costs from maintaining physical stores, because they have such a large physical store blueprint. You remember, Amazon isn't going to have any dealerships. They're literally middlemen in this shit, and then they're just using the dealerships to facilitate the delivery of the damn vehicle. The dealership is going to have even less responsibility than they had before. Think about it. That's less salesmen. Basically, all you're going to need at the dealership is a manager and somebody to maintain the lot, maybe some mechanics to make sure the cars are running or whatever, and then like delivery drivers to with car haulers. That's all you're going to really need. But salesmen are pretty much out. You're not going to need salesmen anymore, because it's going to be direct to consumer. So a platform like CarMax, even though like they have a slightly different business model, you're still dealing with the selling cars. So, and why would Amazon work with CarMax? That's the golden question. Why would Amazon bring CarMax onto the fold when I'm working directly with the actual dealerships that have the vehicles that I want to sell specifically. I don't have to worry about covering your overhead, covering your bills. Amazon's not trying to supplement and pay CarMax's lot fees and all that stuff. They're not doing all of that. They're not worrying about none of that. I doubt if they have any intention on helping them out. That's why I'm bearish on CarMax and Carvana. Carvana, on the other hand, like I said, they're an online marketplace model. Just like Amazon is an online marketplace model, right? They sell cars primarily through its website. Amazon's about to start selling cars directly through their website. They have limited vending machines for car pickup. What if you don't want to pick up? This is where Amazon is kind of outpacing them. Amazon looked at them and said, okay, they have a vending machine thing or whatever. Okay, that's cute. But what if, like, I just work with the dealerships and then I could figure out how to get the customer their car more conveniently? So that's already strike one. And then, like I said, the same thing for Carvana that CarMax does. They earn money from car sales and financing. But if you can buy your car and do your financing all in one shot on Amazon, why would you need the hassle of going to driving the dealership, dealing with a salesman, haggling with the manager and all that? It's like, no, just do all of it from the comfort of your home, on your couch, from your phone or your computer, and deal with Amazon. Carvana, their main focus is convenience and transparency, right? Through a fully online experience. Amazon's already going to kill them on that. Their strengths include they have low overhead costs due to less physical infrastructure, so they don't have the real estate problem that CarMax has. They have potentially more competitive pricing, which Amazon's gonna basically finagle that. And they have a fast and easy purchasing process. Again, that's another strike, because Amazon is going to be lightning fast on that. Their cons or their weaknesses include they have a physical limited interaction with their cars. No test drives before purchase. Potential concerns about online car buying trust. Amazon's trusted. See what I'm saying? Amazon's been building up their reputation for years. And then Hyundai, that's a reliable vehicle. A lot of people like Hyundai, like the brand. It lasts a long time. So why not go with, they're already killing them because they're going with a reliable brand, a brand that people buy on the daily. Amazon already has a reputation. They already have the vertical set up. Like, this is like slapping CarMax and Carvana in the face. This is like a blatant slap in the face. So in my opinion, like, I'm bearish on CarMax and Carvana over the next 12 months because I just see a gradual vampiring of their customer base onto Amazon. Now, they're still going to stay afloat because they can offer used cars and et cetera, and people might not be, everybody doesn't buy Hyundais. So they do have some time. But what I'm saying is the writing's on the wall. The writing is definitely on the wall with this power move that Amazon pulled off with this deal via Hyundai to sell cars and such on their platform. And like I said, this is just a beta test, a pilot program. Once this is successful and once Hyundai shows their profit margins as a result of working with Amazon, that's one thing that's going to make Amazon more powerful. It's going to make Hyundai look like geniuses for being the first to link up with Amazon. And now everybody else is going to want to be a part of the Amazon club too. And they're going to join and jump on Amazon's bones too. And then that's going to leave platforms like CarMax and Carvana extinct. They're gonna go the way of the dodo. So like, I'm overall bearish. Short term, yeah, it could still stay afloat or whatever. But I'm long, like on the long term, medium to long term, I'm bearish as hell on companies like CarMax and Carvana. So do your due diligence. Like I said, this is just a perspective piece. I wanted to keep it brief and just touch on this because I feel I'm in the markets, I'm in the investment space, and I try to keep my content versatile and talk about current events and things that I think are have some validity and some weight that could bring some significant ROIs, whether on the upside or the downside. So like I say, I'm bearish long puts, full disclosure, on CarMax and Carvana. Do your due diligence as always, and most importantly, man, keep building.
Thanks for listening to the Build or Destroy podcast with your host, Anthony Barber Jr., a.k.a. The Builder. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into all the tips and tricks you can use to boss your life up. If you're interested in expanding your mind and reaching your definition of freedom and how these ideas and views can be applied in the real world, tap in with us next week. As always, you can head over to www.builderslsb.com to cop some motivation, dope merch, and sign up to our email list. And don't forget to check out all the links and resources in the show notes. That's all for this episode, folks. And as always, boss up instead of laying down.